The federal government is telling Chicago public schools to end a tutoring program for struggling low-income students. Federal education officials say the program does not fit the requirements of the No Child Left Behind Act. The rules say that if schools fail to show enough improvement on standardized tests, they have to use private tutors for students. The Chicago school's mistake was using their own tutors. Now, Chicago is fighting against the rule. NPR's David Shaper reports on a debate that could affect other schools across the country.
It's the end of the school day at Chicago's Burbank Elementary School, and most of the 1,300 students bundle up against the bitter Chicago cold and head for the exits. Luz Espinosa waits inside the school doors for two of her three children, but her 11-year-old daughter will stay in her fifth-grade classroom an extra hour for tutoring. Through an interpreter, Espinosa says since her daughter began getting this extra help, her grades have improved dramatically.
She said
that she hasn't failed any math or any reading, any subject.
Do you have a ruler?
Fourth grade teacher Linda Baker is helping about 10 of her students plot graphs, part of a new lesson in math they've just begun covering in class during the day.
But do you need the line to go all the way across, Gracia?
Under No Child Left Behind, school districts like Chicago that fail to make enough improvement on annual standardized tests for two consecutive years get federal funding to offer this kind of after-school tutoring. State boards of education certify tutoring providers, which can be private companies like Sylvan or Kaplan, nonprofits, or the schools themselves. Parents take their choice. But the schools should be dropped as a choice if they continue to fail, according to U.S. Undersecretary of Education Eugene Hickok.
The regulations in the law basically say that if you're a school or a district that is in need of improvement, then the district itself should not be certified to provide those services because the district doesn't have a record of success.
It's a slap in the face to a school system that has made huge academic gains in the past decade.
Chicago Public Schools CEO Arnie Duncan.
It's a slap in the face to thousands of our hardworking teachers who have put in long hours under a program to help struggling students who need help to succeed. And most importantly, it's an appalling disservice to the children of Chicago.
Duncan says bringing outside tutors into the schools will cost two, three, even four times as much per child as the system-run tutoring program. And he adds that to force the district to make changes to the tutoring programs midway through the school year makes no sense. Chicago is not alone. Boston, Denver, New York, and other Illinois school districts have been told they, too, cannot provide federally funded tutoring. Federal education officials are giving Chicago and the Illinois State Board of Education until mid-January to come up with new tutoring arrangements that will meet No Child Left Behind requirements. But Chicago school officials are threatening legal action to keep their program in place. All the while, other school districts are watching to see how their own tutoring programs will be affected by the outcome. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.